Without objection, RJ.
Convince Jody to let me speak on this.
All right, committee. Thank you. We're out of executive session. And so, sponsor, I'm going to ask you, how are you feeling then about, so all, we've discussed all the amendments in your bill. What direction would you like to take next?
Well, I would like to see us pass it out of committee if we are done with the committee substitute. But are we actually done? I want to be respectful that we have been talking about potential amendments, but we've not had any offered.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Well, as I stated earlier, I was just waiting for the Attorney General to be able to go through all of the amendments that she had put in, and then the executive session happened. So I am ready to assert an amendment if you're ready to hear it.
Okay, is that, and that amendment has been sent out to the Congress?
I gave it to the clerks. I don't know if it's been emailed out to you yet. Has it been emailed? I gave it to Brooklyn.
Ms. Whitehorn, do you want to make your motion?
I do, and I'll go ahead and make it. I move to amend bill number ONCA 2564, page 3, lines 118 through 126, strike the following. The board shall publish an official notice for any proposed bylaws directly affecting any taxpayer or any person possessing license or permit of the nation under the Act of Osage Nation, under this act, on the Osage Nation website 10 days prior to the meeting or 5 days in the event of an emergency. All bylaws of the board shall not become effective until 30 days after adoption or immediately in the event of an emergency as declared by the resolution of the board. The board shall publish said bylaws on the Osage Nation website and send to all taxpayers and persons possessing a license or permit of the nation, permit of the nation within 10 days after adoption, and provide notice of the effective date. Page 4, lines 148 through 155, strike the following. Or 5 days in the event of an emergency, all rules and regulations of the board shall not become effective until 30 days after adoption or immediately in the event of an emergency as declared by resolution of the board. The board shall publish said rules and regulations on the Osage Nation website and send notice to all taxpayers and persons possessing a license or permit of the nation within 10 days after the adoption, and provide notice of the effective date. Page 6, line 243, insert the following paragraph. J, all rules and regulations promulgated or adopted by the Tax Authority Board must be approved by a resolution of the Osage Nation Congress to be valid. The end of that. So essentially what it does is it strikes out the language that was amended in. Oh, I guess I need a second on that before I start describing it.
I was going to say we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second for discussion.
Yeah. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
So what that does is it strikes out the language that has been amended in to after they change the rules and bylaws, whatever they, after they change it, then they're supposed to publish it on the website and let people know. If we're going to approve those rules and regulations, and that'll come down to the body of Congress. So these page 3 and 4 insertions that have been put in the law are not necessary, because those will come down here to Congress and we will talk about that in a regular session. The people will have recourse to come and visit with us when we are looking at the rules and regulations and bylaws. So that's what that does.
Second speaker, Redcorn.
Okay, so I see what you've done, two different things here. In one section, you've removed how they publish and change bylaws. And in the next amendment, you change how they publish and create and approve rules and regulations. But then what the only thing you've done to follow that is determine how rules and regulations are approved. You've not said anything in law as to how bylaws are approved.
Let me confer, if I may, confer with Trey. He helped me draft these. So, Trey, can you speak to the first bylaw?
Yes. So in that section, they're still authorized to establish bylaws. It just strikes out the second sentence portion of it, where it discusses, you know, affecting the public or taxpayers. So it doesn't take away their ability to establish their own bylaws.
Chair, if I may. Okay, so in the name of consistency here, though, we generally approve board bylaws in this body. So we're essentially removing our ability to do that in this scenario. Because we're saying that then they have the ability to approve their own bylaws. Yet in consistency and in practice, we approve everyone else's bylaws. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't we want the same in this situation? Because I mean, I thought we were talking about rules and regulations coming down here for approval. In my mind, we should already be approving the bylaws of these boards. But as this amendment sits, we're removing our ability to approve their bylaws also, and only making us have the authority to approve rules and regulations. And then they would have the right to. So I guess I don't understand the point in that. If we're giving them the power to have adopt their own bylaws and we have no say in that, why would we concern ourselves with their rules and regs?
Trey.
So when Congresswoman Whitehorn asked me to draft these amendments, that the language that I saw on the bylaws directly talked about affecting taxpayers. And so I felt like it was kind of lumped in with the rules and regulations, similar language, as far as she did not ask me to address the bylaws themselves. So, but I felt like it was, you know, the board might be attempting to use their bylaws to affect taxpayers when it really should just be about how the board is going to operate internally, not how they're going to assess fines, fees, regulations on the taxpayers. That's the only reason that language was stricken out. If you guys want to approve the bylaws, then, you know, you can take that language out as well.
Thank you, Trey.
I want to hear from them as well, but I would think for the purpose of consistency, we would want to approve the board bylaws as we do with other boards. And I realize that this section that you're addressing it's talking about like when those changes affect a taxpayer or person. I'm trying to get to a place of consistency, but I'm also trying to wrap my head around where you're headed and understand that you want all rules and regulations to come down through this body. But rules and regulations are not bylaws.
Can I speak to that?
Okay, you speak to that, and then the assistant AG's had her hand up, so then I want to go to assistant AG.
It was not in my intention to touch their bylaws. My concern is rules and regulation. I do understand why Mr. Gill included that because of the language there that says their proposed bylaws are directly affecting any taxpayer or person possessing a license or permit of the nation under this act. So In my mind, bylaws don't affect the end user. Bylaws are should be an internal document, kind of like policy and procedure. I see why Mr. Gill pulled that into this for this to be stricken. I understand why he did. Wasn't my intention to deal with bylaws. So I don't know if we want to keep that language in there. Do bylaws have to do with an end user, or are they just an internal? Well, the law says here that they affect the people. They affect the taxpayer. I read it. It says, proposed bylaws directly affecting any taxpayer or person possessing a license or permit under this act on the Osage Nation website, 10 days. So I will narrow this down to just the rules and regulations. I will amend my amendment. Is that doable for me to do?
Well, we're still in discussion.
Yeah, discussion. Right. Withdrawing changes.
Okay. So that was my explanation. It was rules and regulation that I was trying to, I don't want to mess with their internal policy and procedures at all.
Understood. Assistant AG?
I would actually be, I'm fine with that language being stricken because I do believe the bylaws are the internal operations of how like the board runs their meetings and things like that. But when we were here on Monday, I was under the impression that everyone wanted that notice in published language and anything that the tax commission did. So I'm okay with that language being stricken. I didn't think it should have been in there. I was trying to appease what I heard from the committee meeting on Monday.
Okay.
As far as the rules and regulations going through the Congress, we're either, that's contrary to the APA. So why do we have the APA if we're gonna make them, if you're gonna make us come back through the Congress? You either, we've added all this language in here that's similar to the APA, but also gives them the authority to act in a more efficient manner than the APA allows. But then you're also saying, oh, you also have to come back through the Congress. So what's the purpose of having an APA, which was passed out in by this body? Why do we have an APA if we have to come back through the Congress for rules and regulations? That's contradictory.
Okay, so let's get back to the discussion. We have a motion and a second, and we're in discussion. All those in favor of the amendment, say yes. Are you discussing the amendment? Okay, we have 15 minutes in this meeting. Okay.
So, what you put APA like legislation in here, but the difference between APA and what is in this bill is APA requires a public comment. This does not require, how this rule sets, the public cannot come in. Previous to the rule, you do have publishing guidelines, but the public can't comment on it. The public, once the rule is passed, it gives the dates that you have to, the time frame you have to get it out there and advertise. Okay, we changed the rule and here it is. I'm going to advertise it. This does not give any public comment to the process at all. So if we would pass the regulation by a congressional resolution, it would be an open meeting where people that use the law could come down and make comment like we do in our committee meetings when we're hearing it. So that's and plus you've exempted yourself from APA. So there, that's what I have to say about that.
Okay, any other comments regarding discussion?
Chair, may I speak?
Is this about the motion?
Yes. So the way this is written is that they will publish notice of the rule change before adoption, and that it will be on the agenda of the meeting So they would have notice, and then they would be able to come to the tax commission's meeting to discuss the proposed rule change. That's how this is written. It's not written the way that Ms. Whitehorn is saying. It requires notice of the proposed rule change on the website. Then there would be a meeting. Then it wouldn't go into effect until 30 days after that meeting if they had adopted it.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Well, I'm not on this board, but I'm going to tell you if I was, I'd still be okay with it. And here's why. You're allowing the people that it impacts to at least voice their opinion. You still get your vote. You're still able to go in the direction, even after hearing possibly a differing opinion of your own, but you're still able to conduct the work and do what you think is best. It only allows for someone to voice their opinion. And I think that's okay. That's healthy. But allowing you to do the job that you are tasked with doing and have been confirmed to do, you're still able to do all those things. So I don't have a problem with if a rule is changed and you likely won't see anyone, or you'll likely see a few people. I don't know. I'm okay with this change.
Okay. Any other discussion? Okay, hearing none, all those in favor of the amendment say yes.
She
any opposed?
No.
Okay, so the motion passes. The amendment. Say again, sponsor.
Chair, if I may.
Yes, ma'am.
The language that we just said that we really liked has now been amended out.
Yes.
That's what happened. Now all rules will have to come to Congress, and now all of that public notice and all of that comment period and all of that public agenda comment period is gone.
Well, I don't see it as that. We still have open meetings here where we invite the public, and they can come to the podium, and the chair recognizes them, and they tell us, just like this chair did the other day, who in the back has something to say, and they acknowledge them, and they told us their concerns. So I don't see that it is gone.
Okay, committee, we have adopted the amendment. What will be the what's the next step? Anybody have any action? Congresswoman Good Fox.
Motion to report out ONCA 2564 to Congress with a due pass recommendation, committee substitute as amended.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no.
No.
Okay, the next item on our agenda is adjournment.
Second.
All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you, committee.